so many things happening today. The impeachment trial resumes in Washington. There are more cases of the coronavirus being reported in the United States. The Iowa caucuses are 1 week from today. And of course, the world is mourning the death of basketball great Kobe Bryant. And nowhere is that more evident than where you are, Tanya, in the Los Angeles area.
Yes, Jeremy, you know, whether you are a basketball fan or not, Kobe Bryant's legacy could be felt in every stretch of this city. He spent his entire career in L.A. His four kids were born here. He was actually on his way to his 13-year-old Gianna's youth basketball academy when the crash happened. I drove past the big Staples Center sign that read, "We love you, Kobe," and I couldn't help but feel that deep pang in my chest that I first felt when I heard the news. A little later, we'll talk with a Los Angeles native and writer about the impact Kobe had not only on this city, but also on the world.
All right, we look forward to that. But right now, let's get to Washington, where new revelations from former National Security Advisor John Bolton could be changing the dynamics in the Senate impeachment trial. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez is in Washington and joins us. Franco, the New York Times saw parts of a book that Bolton is writing, and according to the Times, he claims that President Trump told him that he wanted to keep military aid to Ukraine on hold until Ukraine agreed to politically charged investigations, including of Joe Biden. How significant is this development?
It's very significant. It undercuts a key argument by the White House about a quid pro quo. The White House has dismissed this charge because no Democratic witnesses heard from Trump directly, from his own lips, saying that he wanted the aid withheld for investigations into political rivals. Now you have, according to these reports, John Bolton saying he heard from the president, Trump himself, that he wanted this aid held until the investigations. That's a lot more direct.
So what does this mean for the trial? Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney said today that it is now increasingly likely that other Republicans will join in calling for Bolton to testify. You'd need four Republicans to join all of the Democrats in order to call witnesses in the trial. Is this a game changer in the trial?
It could be. It certainly is going to open up the conversation, get more people talking. It already is. Susan Collins of Maine released a very similar statement saying that this has generated more conversations about bringing on new witnesses. But we're also hearing from other Republicans, such as Senator Barrasso from Wyoming, saying Bolton is just trying to sell books. Senator Blunt of Missouri saying that nothing has changed. So there is no question this is a big deal. But we've been in this position before where, you know, there were questions about this may be a game changer. And if we learn a few days later, it's not so much.
Right. What has been the White House response? And is there a sense that the president's lawyers will change their legal strategy today on day two of their presentation in the Senate trial?
Well, they're likely, as they were before, to argue why they don't need witnesses. We've heard from Republican senators who are just saying, hey, take a breath. Let's wait and see what the White House has to say. But, you know, there's no questions that the senators certainly want to hear from the White House and know what they're going to say. Senator Thune of South Dakota told our colleagues on the Hill that he expects 100 questions during the Q&A period and that Bolton will sit be one that comes up. I also just want to note that, you know, the White House team still has a lot of other arguments to make about that president had reason to withhold the aid, that money still flowed, that the Ukraine president Zelensky said he didn't feel any pressure. So there's more to be discussed.
There's another development I want to ask you about. Over the weekend, audio emerged of President Trump talking with Lev Parnas, the indicted Rudy Giuliani associate who he's denied knowing, talking with him about removing the former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, from her post because Parnas claimed she'd been criticizing the president. Let's listen.
Get rid of her.
Hooray.
One of the first things. Get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
Excellent.
Do it.
How has that gone over?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, you know, eyebrow raising. The recording contradicts the president's own statements that he did not know Giuliani's associates like Lev Parnas. You know, Republicans have, you know, sought to challenge Parnas's credibility, noting that he's under an indictment. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said he wasn't worried about those tapes. He was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, and he said that video is more than a year old before Marie Yovanovitch was actually removed, and that the president is within his rights to remove an ambassador for any reason.
So, Franco, can you really have a tape that comes out and contradicts what the president has been saying, and this revelation from John Bolton coming out and contradicting the president and what he's been saying, and then have the Republicans in the Senate just end the trial this week with no witnesses?
I think it puts a lot of pressure on the Republicans to bring in more witnesses. You know, this is a difficult position for them to be in. As we pointed out, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins are certainly calling in. Right. And Democrats are warning them that if they don't, they may have to hear from it when the book actually comes out.
That's NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Thank you, Franco.
Thank you.